Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 142 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about the glory and the heartache of college baseball. We're going to talk about a movie we both watched on Netflix and thought was fantastic. And we're going to talk about my recent attempt to be on Snapchat. It was humbling, really. Before we get to all of that, though, I want to tell you about something that Melanie and I both love with our whole undivided hearts, and that is FabFitFun. FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box with full size, all the way full size, beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products. It retails for $49.99, but always has a value of $200, and you will find the most fun things inside. You might find skincare from Glam Glow or Kate Somerville or Dr. Brandt. You might find fashion items from Vince Camuto or Free People or Michael Stars. You might find beauty products from Tarte or Moroccan Oil or Zoya. It is a needed product in my life. So don't miss out. The FabFitFun boxes sell out fast, and fortunately, you can subscribe using our coupon code and get $10 off your first box. So here's what you do. You go to FabFitFun.com and use the code BIGBOO, B-I-G-B-O-O, so you can save $10 off your first box, which will make it only $39.99. Again, that's FabFitFun.com, and use the code BIGBOO for $10 off your first box. What a fun way to treat yourself and feel like it's your birthday four times a year. Alrighty, y'all. As always, we're so glad you're here. And remember, if you're here, you're home, which is a good thing, because we hope you're comfy. And etc. Alrighty, here we go with episode 142. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Boo Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
We have some thoughts about college baseball.
Listen, college baseball is like so many things throughout the course of my life. It has brought me high highs and it has brought me low lows.
And currently it is bringing you...
I'm fine. It's just that right. Aggie baseball did to me over the weekend what Aggie sports do to me, which is we had this glorious, for those of you that don't know, we were in a regional in West Virginia. We were in the game to get to the championship game against West Virginia. It was an elimination game. It was the bottom of the ninth. I'm going to set the stage. It was the bottom of the ninth. There were two outs. We were down by three runs. It was a full pitch count, 3-2 pitch count. And we hit a grand slam. Mm-hmm. Grand slam. We win the game. It was the most glorious. The batter, he flipped his bat with just the most, it was just the most glorious. It was the moment that like you dream about as a kid in your backyard. Like, this is why you play baseball. It was glorious. It was the second grand slam of the game, by the way. At one point we'd been down 9-1. So we came back and won that game, dashed West Virginia's hopes. They're out of it. Then we had to come back and we had to beat Duke and we couldn't do it and we lost the game and now we're done. The end.
The end. It's a sad, sad tale.
Yes. It's the roller coaster of being an Aggie fan. As you go up, 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 and you're like, I believe this team, our offense, it's all coming together just at the right time. Even though I knew that if we got past, we were going to have to face, we were going to have to face Vandy in the super regional, which
right. It's
going to be, would be a challenge. But anyway, that's it. So the Aggies are now out. We're done. But there are plenty of SEC teams for me to still cheer for, including your Bulldogs.
Yes, yes. The Bulldogs did make it through the regional. I will say the fact that Vandy and Duke are playing each other in the super regional makes me feel like at least one inning per game needs to be devoted to math problems. And they need to set up a station at each base where they just run from base to base and see who can finish the math problems first, and whoever gets to home they get a run. And that's how we play the first inning.
I think that's
reasonable.
I'm all for that. Because in that game, you know, like, look, if baseball doesn't work out for y'all, you're all going to go on to be like rocket scientists or surgeons or something. It's going to be fine.
Well, State's playing Stanford this weekend in the Super Regional in Starkville. And somebody said on Twitter this morning that the great thing about that is that the Stanford people are going to get food unlike anything they've ever eaten in their lives. And the State people are going to get all of their business ideas funded. So it's really going to work out for everybody. All kinds of startups are going to come out of that thing.
Yeah.
And probably some new exposure for the Stanford people to some sausage specialties. To some real grill masters at work. So it's going to be good.
Well, and I promise you they haven't played on better grass.
Oh, they don't even know the grass they're going to play on. They don't even know. I'm going to tell you, that field, just like it would have been if A&M had been hosting a regional,
that
field was impeccable this past weekend. Yep. It was impeccable.
Yeah, I know that. So, right. Yep.
It was, so I ended up going to the regional this past weekend, which the regionals are four teams. Four teams go to a host site, and then they play double elimination to move from the regional to the super regionals. Mm-hmm. And if you're not somebody who likes to keep up with college baseball, that's kind of how that thing works. So State was playing in a super regional with Southern University, Central Michigan, and the University of Miami. So anyway, we won out the regional. We didn't ever go into a loser's bracket or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And I went to the first two games with my friend Daphne. Now, Daphne's daddy lives in Starkville. He was, he played football at Mississippi State. He's been a supporter of the athletic department at State for as long as I have known them. And so his baseball seats are really, really, really good.
Okay. Yeah.
Really good. Like the second row behind home plate good. Uh-huh. And so the first game, I was coming in from Chattanooga and was running late. This is a whole separate story because while I was in Chattanooga, with my friends Casey and Stephanie and our kids, I turned onto a tiny little road and hit what could not be described as a pothole because it was really more of a gulch. I went down several feet. It was so loud. I'm surprised I didn't like bend something on the frame of my car.
Yeah.
So by the time I got to the bottom of the hill, my light was on that I had a flat tire. We had already talked about getting tires for my car this summer. Uh-huh. And so anyway, all that to say, while I was waiting on AAA, which if you don't have AAA, people, why? Everybody needs to have AAA. While we were waiting on AAA, the David called around and made me an appointment to get tires the next morning at 7:30, which was 6:30 my time.
So early.
So I got up, I went and got tires, and then I left the tire place and drove to Starkville. I got there probably at the end of the second inning. I sat down in the chairs at the beginning of the third or in the seats at the beginning of the third. And by the end of the fourth inning, I said, I cannot do this any longer. It is hotter than 17 suns out here. Like, it was so miserably hot.
Yeah.
So fortunately, I texted you to tell you there is a new club level behind those home plate seats now, where you go back and it is air conditioned and there is seating and there are televisions all on the wall and there are Coke machines and there's food. And as I told you, I had found the baseball promised land, because to be that hot and to have a place to go was delightful. And that is where I watched the rest of the first game. Like, I didn't even go back out there.
That is glorious.
It was glorious. It really was. And then the next game was at 6:00 at night. So we actually sat out for most of that one. The weather was so much better because the sun was done. But we had the best time. I'm telling you.
There's just nothing better.
There is
there's nothing better. You know, there are certainly other baseball programs I respect greatly, including A&M and LSU. Like that tradition is just, it just spans over so many years. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to tell you, there is no place I love more than Duty Noble Field with some kind of college baseball playoff situation going on. It is just the number of people, the atmosphere, the whole thing is just fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. It's just, there's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. But boy, it is hot. That's what I'm going to say.
Oh my goodness.
As somebody who spent her weekend watching soccer in Houston, I will say, I always forget that Houston is so much more humid than San Antonio, but it is so much more humid than San Antonio. And it was just miserably hot.
And I'm guessing there's probably was not a, like a club level back behind.
No, it's funny how
the place
in youth soccer, they don't really offer a club level of anything, you know, just pretty much, it's just my Target folding chair and me and an umbrella is pretty much, you know, you could bring your own fan to fan yourself with if you wanted to, but that's about as luxurious as it gets. But we were playing at some fields. I will say the saving grace is one of the fields we played at in Houston. They do have trees that line, thank goodness for this, like they have trees that line the field. So there is some shade to sit in on the sidelines.
Oh, that's a game changer. That's a
I mean, Sunday's game, I could not have, like, I just kept looking out and I was like, I don't know how Caroline's still running. Like, I don't know how she's still functioning in this heat. So it was that kind of hot. But yeah, the shade changes it. So thank you, Houston, for your beautiful tree-lined soccer fields.
Yes, yes. So what else besides soccer? I've had baseball. I feel like all I've really done for the last month is watch baseball games.
Yeah.
Because we were in high school playoffs and then high school state championship. Then it was the SEC tournament. Then I went to regionals this past weekend. Yeah. So I feel like all I've done is baseball. I actually hesitated to post something on Instagram last night because I was like, nobody wants to hear any more about baseball from me. Everybody gets it. You like baseball. Yeah. Congratulations.
Well, we know how much you love it. And I appreciate it that we know how much you love it. You've been invested from day one. And I appreciate that.
Listen, I'm invested. We talked about this. I think I was talking to Daphne about this. We were talking about you know, just like loving a university for your whole life and all that. And like what's our personal criteria for bandwagon? Mm-hmm. Like where to start? Where does something start to feel bandwagon to me?
Yeah.
And I decided my bandwagon for baseball is, and we'll see where we line up. And I don't mean to, I'm not shaming bandwagon fans, like by all means, you know, enjoy the sport.
Yeah.
Here's my personal gut check.
Okay.
Can I name at least five of the starting nine players?
Thank you.
And know what position they play.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that's also, here would be my second step. Okay, we can do that. All right, that's good. Do we know at least two of the assistant coaches' names?
Yes, I like that too. I like that too. I think that's fair. I think that's a fair benchmark to me.
Yeah. So that's my personal gut check for, am I just hopping on when things get fun or have I really invested in this team? Now, I recognize some people don't care if they've invested in the team, but I'm a relational person. I like to be in it with whatever I'm doing.
Yes.
So this particular team has been so fun all season to watch. And so it's really fun to see them head into the postseason, do well, and hopefully come out of the super regional. It'll be tough though. Stanford is really good.
Yeah, I know. That's, I mean, you really look at the super regionals and you're like, oh, everybody who should have made it there, you know, like it was, it's, that's where baseball, it's like when you get down to that nitty gritty, it's like, you've got to have the good pitching and you've got to have the good hitting. And if you don't have both of those, you're not going to make it that far.
Yeah. Cause like we had, you know, our pitching has been pretty good. But our bats kind of went cold during the SEC tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And so you kind of, and you start to think like, if that doesn't come back around, if we're going to continue to hit some pop-ups, it's going to like, this is not going to go well for us.
Yeah.
So there was a moment in that second game, I think it was, I can't remember what inning it was, but where people started hitting in that gap and it's like, it's contagious, you know, it's like one person hits in that gap and then suddenly the hits start to become more efficient and effective. Yeah. I know, it's so interesting how all that works, but
yeah.
Anyway,
yeah. It takes a spark. You got to get a spark.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I agree.
Yep. I hear you.
So that was fun. I enjoyed it. And hopefully, you know, I'm like you, I'll watch it to the bitter end, regardless of who's in it. But
absolutely. I love it. I love watching. I love seeing all the baseball. I love the whole thing. So it'll be fun. It'll be so between the College World Series and then for us at our house, because the World Cup starts, the Women's World Cup starts.
Yes.
That's going to be glorious television for us. So I'm really excited to watch the U.S. women's team play. And that'll be some fun sports viewing that will carry us through until the best time of the year, which is college football season starts in late August.
Which will be here before you know it.
Before you know it. I mean, we will blink and it will be here. Now, Caroline would tell you that it is not going to be here anytime soon because she is in the midst of summer school. And she said that the last day and a half have already felt like an eternity. It's been her entire summer and a day and a half period. It's just awful.
How long does her class last?
So she's taken economics for 2 weeks and then government for 2 weeks. So the month of June she's doing. And it's one class. It's 8:45 to 3:45 every day.
Woo!
Yeah, it's a long day. It is. It's a long day. Woo. But I did laugh because she walked outside yesterday morning and she said, well, it looks like summer and it smells like summer, but it doesn't feel like summer. As she was getting into the car, and I told Perry later that she said that, and he was like, well, welcome to the rest of your life, kid. And I was
seriously,
like, I mean,
that's it. And as somebody who has worked with high school kids for a long time, I'm going to tell you when she's going to feel so good about her summer is this fall when everybody is taking government and econ and she does not have to.
Yes.
When everybody's sweating that class for whole semesters at a time.
Yep.
And she has knocked those two things out. She's going to feel so good about her summer.
Yeah. That's what I keep telling her. Cause it's really going to pay off. Cause really those are classes most people wait and take their senior year. And I'm like, that frees up a whole thing, like a whole year's worth of credit in her senior year to do something fun instead, you know?
Yeah. I think that's wise. I really do. Alex is going to we'll take both of those things in summer school. He cannot do them until the summer before his senior year, but he will do them.
Okay. Well, she is doing them. She is not happy about it. I know that it'll pay off. And here's what I told her yesterday. I said, if she were home and not doing anything, which wasn't going to be an option for her this summer anyway, I said, the thing is you would sleep until 1. I said, so you'd sleep until 1. I said, then by the time you and your friends got a plan together, it'd be 3:30 before y'all went anywhere or met and did anything anyway. So in the whole scheme of things, I said, you're not wasting any time that you would normally be doing anything other than sleeping anyway.
So here's what the Jackie Gordon in me wants to know.
Yes.
Are you getting up and taking her or is Perry taking her?
No, I'm getting up and taking her because the problem is, I know, it's sad, but here's the deal. Here's the problem with it. And I knew this was going to be, is in summer months. Okay, I'm relocating real quick because Perry is about to walk in.
Okay.
And so I'm moving into the playroom and I have to move my pretzels.
Okay, I'm going to relocate at this juncture as well.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to move back to my normal desk and... Because I feel like I'm struggling a little bit with the microphone.
Okay. I'm also, because Perry's about to come in and that way I won't be distracted.
Yes.
We'll wait till what were we saying? I was talking about summer school.
About you having to get up to take her.
Oh, so I have to get up and take her because here's the thing. Summertime, especially, number one, Perry's busier than ever. And number two, they start their day like super early. Like he leaves the house by like 7 so that they can be done by like 2:30 or 3 so that they don't have to work in the worst heat of the day. So he's long gone before we even get up for summer school.
Well, Alex started football workouts today and David took him and the gym opens at, or the weight room opens at 6, but they have to be there at 6:30.
Okay.
And David likes to go to work super early anyway. Same thing. He comes home kind of late afternoonish as opposed to early evening. Uh-huh. But I thought this morning, I had to get up this morning for other reasons, but I thought, how grateful I was that I did not have to wake up at 5:45 to drive Alex.
Yes, that would be
to school.
Yeah, this really isn't that bad because it's like she doesn't have to be there till 8:45. And so, I mean, we can really roll out of bed at 8 and have plenty of time because we're 2 minutes from the high school. So it's really not that bad in the whole scheme of things. And it's been good for me because I've got edits that have come in for the book. And so it gets me up and going, which is probably better for me because the more I can be a sloth, the more I tend to be a sloth. So it's probably good for me that I'm having to get up and get dressed and get going.
Well, hopefully, I know I'm the same. It's just like hitting, it seems to be contagious for baseball players. Laziness can be contagious for me in the summertime just because I am so happy to just be home and just kind of piddle around. And
yes,
I don't require, I haven't been bored in about, I don't know, about 25 years.
But you also, I will say, like summer, even getting her up and going to summer school. I mean, I get lots of time. I don't blame you a bit. Like if I were you and I was at school all school year long, like you are, I mean, I'm going to tell you that I wouldn't feel like I owed anybody anything all summer long and would flat out lay on the couch and do nothing but watch Netflix.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I will validate you in that I feel like you've earned that.
Thank you so much.
Well,
hey, hold on 1 second. Okay. Hold on. Done and done.
Okay.
Well, I thought last night, I don't know what time it was after. It was a little after midnight. No.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was before that. I revel in my Jackie Gordon-ness that I don't.
Yes.
Gordon-ness that I don't have to wake up early. And so last night about 9 or 9:30, I thought, I think I'm going to watch a movie. I mean, this is revolutionary for me.
Yeah.
So I watched on Netflix, I watched Always Be Your Maybe or Always Be My Maybe.
Did you love it?
I loved it.
Me too. I thought it was so good. Oh my gosh. Netflix has given me life. They have brought back the rom-com and I am forever indebted to them.
It was so cute. It was so light. And
yeah.
And it was genuine. Like there were a few times I laughed out loud. I thought it was genuinely funny.
Yes, me too.
Now, I'm not saying you should sit down with your 8-year-old and watch this. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that like for, it was just a fun little diversion. I thought that the actors were great. I thought it did not take itself too seriously.
Yeah.
And the reason why I have a hard time with the Hallmark movies, which I know many people love, it's because they're too earnest. I don't live in an earnest place. I've never lived in that place in my whole life. And so it's difficult for me to relate to that kind of situation.
Yeah.
But the Always Be My Maybe or Your Maybe, whichever one it is. Like it's so, I don't know. It didn't take itself seriously at all.
No, and it was so funny. And it was like truly funny, not trying to be funny. Like it was genuinely like witty and it had some good humor in it. It had really, to me, one of the best cameos of all time.
Oh, one of the best cameos
of all time.
So sincerely funny. Such great casting. It was, it was such a great cameo. I loved it so much.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just thought it was great. I was such a fan. And I thought even while I was watching it, I thought I would watch this again.
Yeah, I've watched it. I've watched the cameo scene a couple of times just because the whole thing makes me howl. Like it's just the entrance, like the whole thing.
The whole thing.
It was brilliant. I'm like, it's so brilliant. And it makes me love that person so much that they're in it. I just thought it was so great.
Well, I actually last night I was like, how in the world did he come to be cast in this Netflix movie? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And there's actually apparently when they reached out to him, he was a huge fan of the female leads, one of her stand-up specials that had been on Netflix.
Oh, and so
that's why I did it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hilarious. Oh my gosh. It was so good. So I loved it. I watched it this weekend. I watched it this weekend and, hold on. I got to go let Perry in real quick. 'Cause we changed all the locks on our house and he can't get in the back door. So let me,
okay.
Hold on. Okay, so I got on a, well, what else have I watched since I've watched a couple of different things. Oh, I found, did I talk about this on the last, did we talk about Cheer Squad on the last podcast?
I don't believe that we did.
Oh,
I do not believe that we did.
Uh-huh. So it's on Netflix. It's Cheer Squad. It's about the Great White Sharks cheerleading squad based in Toronto, Canada.
Oh, so it's a reality show.
Oh, yes, ma'am. And you know that I am a sucker for a cheerleading reality show. I mean.
Yeah, well, as you should be.
Well, yeah. And so I found it, I don't know, one night I was just sitting there and it came up in things like, because, you know, Netflix does that because they know you. Because you watch this, you might like this. And I saw right. Cheer Squad and I was like, hold up, what is this? And so, which I do have to laugh because I went to lunch the other day with a friend and her 9-year-old daughter. And apparently the 9-year-old and I are watching all the same shows. Cause when I brought up Cheer Squad, perfect. She was like, I love that show. And I was like, thank you. This is where my mental capacity currently is, but I really like it. It's kind of mindless and I can sit there and have it on and do my color by number and on my phone. And it's just a good kind of wind mm-hmm. down. And it's just, they're trying to perfect their stunts. They're going to world championships. I felt like Caroline has been really excited because I've told her some, it's taught me some good life lessons about teamwork and the importance of working together as a team.
Okay. Oh, yes. To your, anytime you can offer more motivational, I guess, inspirational material to your parenting toolbox, I think that's always really appreciated by our children.
Absolutely. She's so thankful for it. And mm-hmm. she really appreciates that I'm getting it from a reality show about cheerleaders. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I love seeing their little stunts. I love seeing them do their flips. It's fascinating to see because like, this is like their full time, like for a lot of them, like they're college students and they cheer. It's like a cheer gym. So like they range in age, like they've got twins. So, I mean, I've been immersed in the world of Flyers and bases,
yes,
and the whole deal. So that has been like a good mindless thing. And then on the other note, I had tried this show years ago and I, at the time I couldn't get into trying to understand the accents and everything. It just felt too, but I started rewatching Outlander, which okay. I had read the books. I really like it. You would hate it because okay. number one, it's set in like the 1700s. So there's no Uh-oh. Air conditioning.
Uh-oh. I mean, that sounds terrible.
No, you're out, but it's also in Scotland. So it's not hot. You know what I mean? Like they're in castles and stuff, but I will say this, it's racy and it's violent. So there again, okay. it's not a show that you want to sit down. It's not a family show. It's not a show that you need to sit down with your children and watch. If you've read the Outlander books, it will not surprise you that it's a little racy, but I do really like it. And anytime I watch anything like that, that's set in history, like it could be so totally off, but somewhere in me, it feels almost like a documentary. So it feels kind of educational.
Okay. All right. All right.
Because I know a lot more about Scotland history than what I knew before. I don't know if any of it's accurate, but I know Scottish history based on what Outlander says it is.
Right. Well, it's bound to be accurate. It's bound to be accurate.
It is. Mm-hmm. I mean, people don't take creative license with that stuff. They stick to the facts.
Okay. It's moving so much.
It is. I'm really not. It's sitting. I promise it's sitting.
There's some scratchy something, like a sleeve is hitting it or something's moving. Okay, like at that, right there, whatever that noise was, that's what it is.
What? I leaned forward. Hold on. I'm going to put it. Okay.
I'm going to get on Ding Dang Amazon and I'm going to order you a microphone that has three.
I know. Three. Okay. Is this better? Is it better now?
It's still, there's still something moving.
Right now there is?
Not right that second. Right that second, there was nothing moving.
Is there anything moving right now?
Yes. Is it your cord?
I don't know. I mean, maybe. Hold on. I'm trying to get everything where it absolutely cannot move.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I'm not moving. I won't even talk with my hands.
Okay. Now it is perfectly still.
It is perfectly still. And it's
resting. No, there was something just then. I don't know what it is.
Maybe that was my phone sliding across the bed. I just moved my phone. I didn't know that would make sense.
It's very sensitive. Yeah. You don't even know what kind of high quality equipment you're working with over there. You don't even know what you're working with.
Okay. I'm not going to move anything now.
Okay. All right. There's another podcast that I'm getting, just did it again.
I'm sorry. That was me crossing my arms. I'm just trying, if I have to stay in one position, I'm just trying to be comfortable.
Cool. There was there's another podcast that I was going to record today, but I had to reschedule because of the people working on the house. But the thing they sent me about kind of, you know, the schedule and what we're going to talk about and all that kind of stuff. One of the things they said was, please make sure your cell phone is across the room so it won't cause any interference with the recording. And my reaction was like, oh, that could explain so much about what we've been working with. I don't know that I've ever recorded an episode without my cell phone right beside me.
No, because I need my cell phone right there, because in case we start talking about some beauty product or you tell me about a pair of shoes you found at wherever, I need my phone there so I can look it up.
I know. It's got, I mean, like, I need that accessibility. But I was like, oh, well, that may make some sense. That may make some sense. But they also had some instructions for how to record individually on each side. Yeah. And I think we may try that next time.
Okay. All right. I'm up for it.
I think that maybe that, I don't know. I think okay. That could be fun.
Okay.
Maybe not fun, but maybe it might be helpful.
Yeah. Speaking of like fun, I'm sitting here right now like I'm in a straitjacket. Like I'm not moving. I've got my arms crossed. So this is super fun. I'm probably going to cramp up here in a minute.
So I know. And I know it's frustrating because there's still something that rustles ever. Like it's probably just you moving. Like if you're in a spot where you're moving, I think probably just I don't know what it is.
Okay.
the ways you sacrifice for the sake of your craft, nobody even knows.
For my art.
See, it's doing it again.
I swear I'm not even like moving. If you could see, like I've even got my feet are like in an uncomfortable position and I'm not moving.
Just then. There's something. Are you on the bed?
Yes, I am, but I'm sitting like there's nowhere. I don't have a podcast studio at my house. This is the best I can do.
Listen, we're going to roll with it. I'm not going to say anything else.
This is the best I can do.
I'm not going to say anything else.
I'm trying so hard.
I'm going to leave every bit of this in the podcast too. So everybody can know the kinds, just the rigor with which we approach this whole endeavor.
Exactly.
Like we're trying so hard.
Yes.
We're trying so hard.
I am trying so hard.
So
anyway, so what are you watching? Are you watching anything else?
Well, I'm about to be watching season three of The Handmaid's Tale, which starts tomorrow night.
Okay.
Which I know it's too dark. And Daphne are my two friends I have not been able to convince to watch it because it's dark. Okay. And it is. And you better believe you don't need to be watching that with anybody who's really younger than you are, unless they're a legal adult. But I love it.
Okay.
I love it. Okay. I mean, I think it's such a compelling story. And so that starts tomorrow night. I'll be all up in that. I'm not finished with this week's episode of Southern Charm or last week's episode of Southern Charm. But I've started to watch that.
It's so good.
So I'm probably halfway through it. That's probably what I will watch after we finish recording this.
Okay.
So I've got that. And then I've got, at this point, I've got Beverly Hills, New York, and Potomac Housewives. So I'm doing great in the Housewives department.
Okay.
Have you been watching New York?
Oh, yes. I got caught up on that last night. I'm like, that's a train wreck. I mean, like, it's a train wreck.
You know, I would watch a show that's just Ramona trying to dance in a carefree manner.
It's reminiscent of Elaine Bennis.
It's like whenever somebody does like a little whoop whoop kind of thing,
yeah.
And she tries to imitate it, you almost have to look away.
Yeah,
it's almost more than you feel like somehow. You're seeing something you shouldn't.
Yeah.
And so everything in you says, look away.
Yeah. Don't look at it. Don't look at it. I could not agree more.
That's the most of all the cities. They are the most open and unapologetic about the degree of just straight up crazy they're working with.
Yep. Yep. I mean, it ended last night with Sonia and her falling at the table.
It's just terrible. It was terrible. We would be very concerned if those were any of our real life friends.
But I was like,
we would be so concerned for those people if they were any of our real life friends.
But I had this moment of, what am I watching? What is happening at this table? It was, and then Luann and her cabaret. Oh my gosh. I feel like Bethany is the only one that has an ounce of sense in that whole group.
I actually thought about the New York bunch when I was watching the Always Be My Maybe movie, because of at some point where they're talking about playing a game and somebody says, they said charade.
Yes.
About playing charades.
Yes, it was a charade.
And I thought, that's Luann and that stupid cabaret.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
My goodness.
The cabaret.
Mm-hmm. So. The whole thing, it's like nothing else on television.
No.
That's what I'll say about that.
No, it's really not. It's really not. They are the craziest of all the Housewives franchises, which is saying something. And it really is.
I don't know if it's a badge of honor that you actually want, but it's one that they have.
I'm going to tell you whose life has probably never been the same since that filmed is that poor Tej, who was the house assistant in Miami. That poor guy
made me so uncomfortable. How hard is it? Like, and I have a whole thing too about knowing people's names and saying people's names correctly. And yeah, I think there's a whole deal in there about how we value people and
yes, it's a
show honor to people.
Yes.
It's a respect thing. Mm-hmm. And her insistence about his name not being what he said it was made me so deeply uncomfortable.
Yes. Like, yes.
I don't know.
It was, I mean, I thought, and here's the thing. If you are like a house butler or whatever his role is at a house like that house they're staying in Miami, I'm going to say you've seen some things. I'm going to say you've seen probably some lows of humanity, if I had to guess. Like, you've seen some craziness, mm-hmm. just because I'm betting that house, I bet if you went on Airbnb, I bet you can't get that house for $180 a night, is what I'm saying.
Probably not $180 a night.
No, $180,000 a night, maybe.
Mm.
And so, but the fact that he was looking at them, and I thought, I would be so ashamed if I were a real, well, on a lot of levels, if I were a Real Housewives of New York, but to watch this back, to see the pure disdain and discomfort that Tej looked at me with.
Yeah. But he's there, you know, and he's working in the hospitality industry.
Yeah.
And she's being so, like, she's being so flirtatious,
yes.
in a way about her disrespect. And I know we're giving way too much thought to this, but
I know.
It made me uncomfortable.
Yeah, I agree.
For sure.
I felt bad for Tej, but I will say he was the epitome of professionalism, and he really kept it together the whole time. So kudos to you, Tej, if you're listening, which I'm sure you are.
Yes, Tej. What could you possibly want to listen to more than a couple of women, middle-aged women, talk about random things on a podcast? Mm-hmm. I can't imagine what would be more appealing than that.
Nothing better than that.
No.
Okay. I do have to say too, we had a request. So we have a listener named Caitlin, and it's her 30th birthday is coming up on June 17th. And so happy birthday, Caitlin. I hope that the 30s are very good to you.
Happy birthday, Caitlin. I think the 30s are a wonder.
I loved my 30s.
I did too. Now, I will say I did some soul searching in my 30s.
Yes.
But all that ultimately was good.
Yeah.
It was hard, but it was good. I love my 30s.
I think it's what it's for. I feel like your 30s are when you kind of are on your way of you're turning into like a real grown up. Because for better or worse, you have a lot of different life scenarios that come up in your 30s.
You do. And I think 30s are, I don't know, there's a confidence that comes with 30 that I enjoy in people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? People sort of settle into themselves a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe not as much as you do in your 40s where you just get straight up blunt. But I think the 30s are...
Your 30s, though, a good deal. Here's what I'm going to say about your 30s, too. And I think it was actually Beth Moore that told us this one time. And I bet she wouldn't mind me quoting her. But she said, and it stuck with me because at the time I was in my 30s, that she said she thought that a woman is never more beautiful than she is in her 30s. Like, that's kind of your prime beauty time because you've figured out all your stuff, but the aging hasn't gotten the best of you yet.
Yes. Your skin is still really cooperating with you on every level.
Mm-hmm.
And I do remember when she said that, because I remember I think I was probably like 37 at the time, and I thought, oh, I don't have much more.
I'm at the end.
I may have been even closer to 40, because that may have been the same weekend where I had to stand up and honor you as a younger woman.
Who was still in my 30s and so radiant at 39. Yes, so much more radiant than you are at 40.
Yes, you were. Oh, my word. Golly. Oh,
God.
I saw a picture not too long ago of me at 40, and I was like, well, I was a child.
I know.
There was still so much spring in my skin around my eyes. Mm-hmm. And oh, gosh.
Yeah.
I still got a few more good months.
I know. In your 40s. Yeah, I know. Now we're ticking down to the end of the 40s. I don't know how that happened.
I know. I don't either. Mm. Well, anything else going on? Anything of note? Newsworthy?
No, I don't feel like we have anything. I'm working on edits for the book, so I'm doing that. Caroline's in summer school, so she's doing that. And that's all we have going on.
Mm-hmm. Are you reading anything?
No. And I need to, normally summer is my time where I really get into books and stuff. I just haven't, I don't know why. Cause there's lots of books that I want to read. It's not even I need suggestions, cause I feel like there's lots of things on my list to read. I just, mm-hmm. I don't know when I sit down, maybe this is just the state of my, but it's when I sit down, I'm like, nah, I'm just going to watch something or I'm going to watch Instagram stories I can't fully commit to getting into a book right now.
Yeah, that's exactly how I feel, which is so weird, but that feels like a commitment as opposed to I'm going to watch. Now listen.
What?
Let me tell you this. Today, after football, Alex never wanted social media. That was never that was just not really his deal until this past spring. He finally got Instagram.
Yeah.
And he loved it, and it's been fine, whatever. But that was really, he was good. He just wanted Instagram. Mm-hmm. Well, today, one of his good friends had gotten Snapchat. So he decided that he wanted Snapchat. And I'm not a huge fan of Snapchat because I deal with Snapchat drama all the time.
Yeah.
Or not all the time, but frequently mm-hmm. at school. Mm-hmm. But there's also that side of me, the practical side of me is he's 16 years old.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to send him to college with a passcode on his phone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We got to figure out how to navigate some of this stuff in the here and now. I'd rather we got to deal with it maybe while he's under our roof as opposed to not.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, well, that's fine. So I thought, well, I'm going to get Snapchat. That way I can kind of see how it works. I've never been on Snapchat before. And I'm just going to get it, see how it works. And that way, I can kind of get an idea of what's going on or whatever. Let me tell you what I don't get. Let me just tell you this. After 20 minutes, I was like, well, this is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know why anybody would want to fool with this. First of all, Alex is sending me stuff saying, hey, Soph, we're going to get a streak going, which he's just trying to annoy me. Whenever he calls me Soph, uh-huh. he's trying to push me. Soph, we're going to get a streak going. Oh, Soph, we're going to get a big streak going. And I'm just like, I don't like this. I don't care for this.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. So then I've never had a Bitmoji app ever. And so my friend Stephanie, I had said, are you on Snapchat?
Yeah.
Because I didn't have any, I didn't know who to friend.
Yeah.
So I said, are you on Snapchat? And she said, yes. And she sent me she friended me.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
Yeah. I don't either.
So she said, you don't have a Bitmoji. Well, I didn't have any intention of having a Bitmoji, but I was like, well, I'll try. Mm-hmm. Sure. I'll mm-hmm. do a Bitmoji. Listen, you want to talk about something I have no patience for. I don't know what my skin tone is. I don't know how my eyes are shaped. I don't know what my nose looks like. Mm-hmm. I've never been a person who was really good at sort of nailing down what somebody's features are. I would be the worst witness in some sort of armed robbery situation because I don't notice features at all. Mm-hmm. So I ended up creating someone who looked absolutely nothing like me.
Mm-hmm.
Then I get a thing from Alex saying, what's up with your Bitmoji? so I go back and I try to fix her hair. Uh-huh. Like, this hair look more like me? I don't know.
I know.
This person seems to not resemble me at all, but who's surprised? Because I don't know how far apart my eyes are spaced, nor do I know what size they
Thank
are.
Thank you.
Like it was so annoying.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. Well, I'm same. It's like I got on there whenever Caroline got on.
Are you on there now?
I am still on there. I never go on though. I don't even know. Like,
I don't think I'll ever go back on again. I hope he manages it well.
Yeah.
Cause I don't really have any intention of going back there.
No, but here's the whole thing about Snapchat. And I think this is my whole thing with it is like, I got on because I was like, okay, I'm going to kind of go on so I can monitor. I never could figure out how it works or what I was even trying to look for.
Thank you.
Unless I follow everybody she follows, I don't know what stories her friends are putting up or whatever. And so, I don't want to see all that. And she and I, like, I was like, oh, we'll keep a streak going. Well, that lasted like a day. Cause I was like, I don't get this. I don't get the point. I don't know anybody on here. Like even now, like I just opened mine up for the first time in like a year and all of my suggested like quick ads are all her friends. Like,
yes.
And so I'm like, well, none of those people, I don't want to follow them, nor do they want me following them on Snapchat.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I couldn't figure out how to, I was like, where's the main screen?
Yeah.
What is the main screen?
I know.
I'm not sure what that is. And I was like, leave me alone. This is not my favorite. I don't enjoy this.
No, I'm telling you. Okay. So here I'm looking, my last Snapchat that I received from Caroline, this will tell you how often I'm on, was 71 weeks ago. That was the last time I attempted it. And I was like, yeah, I'm out. I don't get it. So
yeah. It's not for
no.
me. I can tell you that with great certainty. Uh-huh. Like, I don't even want to add people on it. Is that what you do? Do you add people? I don't want to add people on it because I don't want to have to keep up with that.
Mm-mm. I can't.
So
I'm at my social limit of like Instagram.
Yeah.
That's as far as I can go. Caroline just introduced me this weekend while we were there, like to Instagram videos where you can go on and just see random videos. And so,
yes.
Which I laughed because she said she said you get your videos or according to, because she has started doing this thing, which makes me love her so much because she knows how much I love a funny animal video that she will Instagram DM me any funny animal videos she sees that she knows I will like.
Okay.
Which I love. I really appreciate that. And she'll even say, this one's so dumb, you're going to like it. You know, so she gives me that boost of confidence too. But but I discovered those. Well, then she was like, you can go on your Instagram video and it'll kind of just, it pulls up like what it thinks you're interested in. And you'll be so glad to know that all of mine were Real Housewives, all of my Instagram videos. I'm
not at all surprised.
So that's apparently what my interests are.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm delighted that I've tried the Snapchat, but I'm not interested in that. Mm-hmm. Like, the good thing is I work at the high school where Alex attends. I can be dependent on if he does something outrageous. I feel like I'll find out about it pretty quickly. I've really enjoyed him on Instagram. Uh-huh. That's been a fun thing, but I'm not going to enjoy this. I'm never going to take a bunch of selfies of myself. No. I'm not going to want to keep up with it. It's a hello and goodbye, Snapchat is what I'm telling you. Hello and goodbye.
Get off my lawn, Snapchat. I don't know how you work. Yeah, that's exactly how I felt.
I don't.
Yep, exactly how I felt. So.
So that was my experience.
Okay. Well, I'm right there with you. I just, when I got to that, I was like, this is a bridge too far for me, technology wise. I'm done.
Yep, thank you.
The end.
Okay. All right. Well, everyone, we hope your rest of your week is great.
I apologize for my external noise.
You know, there's probably, unbeknownst to me, there could be the sound that like they're hammering on something outside the house right now. It may be full of hammer sounds too.
Well, I don't hear that. So at least on my end, apparently my end, I don't hear anything because I don't hear my own sounds. I don't hear your sounds. It all sounds good. So, all right.
Okay. We'll talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye. We'll be right back.